Blog Talk Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning and good afternoon to everybody, and welcome to the show. First, I'd like to give a shout out to my son Tyler today, who turns 28. I don't know how he got to be so old. It was only yesterday I had this little six-year-old Ninja Turtle running around. But happy birthday, my love. I'm very, very proud of your loving heart. My guest today is Pamela Lynch, and she's going to talk to us about being fabulous at 50. But why is it today that kids get old so quick, and we as adults are getting younger? Kids are growing up too fast. You know, by 12 or 15, they're looking like young 20-year-olds, and they're forgetting how to be kids in those beautiful years of innocence. And we are slowing the aging process down. Just look at our stars today. Madonna looks better now than when she was young. Look at Michelle Pfeiffer and the fabulous Denzel Washington. He's still doing action movies and looking great. I am 58, and believe me, I don't look like them. But I still consider that I have this young spirit. And I started all over in my career, in my love life, in my whole perception at the age of 50. 50 does not mean retirement. It does not mean it's time to call it quits and slow down. On the contrary, it means it's a new day, a new way of living, and life is at our fingertips. But do we have to look at life in a different way? Being fabulous at 50 does not mean having a 20-year-old mindset or dressing like a 20-year-old. Being 50 means we've gained wisdom, hopefully some wealth, and some insight into who we are, why we are, where we are going, and what we want out of this stage of life. And for those who are still not embracing their fabulous 50s, this is why we have Pamela on today. We all have a story inside of us, our journey, which is we want to share. What we have done in our lives counts, and we should pass it on through generations and generations and generations through the ages. Storytelling of past lives, of past experiences has been passed down. And we should leave this knowledge of our journey and how we got through it and the things we accomplished and the challenges that we faced. And we should leave it behind as a guide to our loved ones and for those that we can offer our expertise, our insight. Our journey counts. Our expertise counts. Our voice, although spoken in a different way, now at 50 still counts, and this is why we need Pamela. Pamela Lynch, co-founder of Hot Entrepreneur at 50, Fabulous and Fearless, is also a law of attraction coach. She's an author of e-publishing and social media marketer. Her sole purpose is to inspire and help transform the lives of women over 50 and amazing younger men and women who are willing to take that journey, to find their voice, their value, and their courage to speak and live in their truth and to live in their joy. Pamela's programs under the 50 Fabulous and Fearless banner help you release your fears, step into your personal power to receive financial prosperity, and abundance. Her three P's are purpose, publish, promote. They guide you through a process to find your purpose, to tell your story through e-publishing, and promote you and your e-book through social media. Pamela Lynch has spent 31 years in book publishing industry and has managed the company's Canadian website in the capacity of web producer from 1999 and the 2011 blog. She's an accomplished woman and who I know who recently has just changed directions again in her life. That's the thing about it, guys. Pay attention to the signs of life. Just because we've reached a certain age or we've done so many things and we think we've done it all, that's not what the purpose is. When we get that inspiration and we get that vision, we get that calling, it just means there's a new adventure on the horizon. So Pamela, my darling, come on and tell us all about this new adventure of Hot Entrepreneur, 50, Fabulous and Fearless.
Thank you, Sarah. It is a fabulous day. I wake up every morning saying I love my life and life loves me, and I am just in gratitude, and I think that when we turn 50, something really magical happens. We are ready to embrace who we are within us. We have nurtured our families, our children, and at 50, for myself, I suddenly embraced where I was, what path I was on, and realized that I hadn't been living into my true purpose, and it took me 4 years to sort of get through the growing pains of moving from being who other people wanted me to be and to step into who I was, and that takes some self-discovery. And, so it has been quite a journey, and I have just launched a new part in my business of 50 Fabulous and Fearless, because I believe that there's lots of women and really fabulous men out there too who are looking to really be inspired with who they are, and it comes from within, and it's, you know, and we need to look within instead of looking outside for our validation.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you on that. You know, everybody keeps looking outside for solutions, and they're all going to take courses, and what they end up doing is wearing the information and not becoming the information, and that everything is an inside job, right? Everything is from the inside out. And, you know, as I said, paying attention to, you know, like, this is maybe not working for me, or that light bulb goes off on a great idea, and not being fearful to not pursue it. And,
right.
You know, the beauty of being 50 is that we're not delusional anymore. You know, it's we've got some experience and some wisdom behind us in making these decisions to move forward. So, you know, don't be fearful about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
how
does your program work on the 50 Fabulous and Fearless? What are you offering the people in the sense of to reach that financial prosperity and that personal power and that abundance? So what path do you take people down?
First of all, we look at who they want to be, do, and grow into. So, you know, we look at what's blocking them. Quite often we know what it is that we want to do, and the answer is within us, but it is getting past the mind frick that goes on in our brain saying, who are you, who do you think you can, who you are to be able to do that, what do you know, and other people know more than you know, and all of that kind of stuff that runs around in our mind, and being able to just watch your thoughts and learn that you are not your thoughts, and that if you live from a place of ego, that your ego is controlling you instead of your spirit. And so that's the first thing that we look at. The first thing I actually look at is the laws of the universe. There's 11 that I've identified that we need to understand because we're guided by universal laws all the time, and whether we know it or we don't know it, they are in operation. And so we look at those laws, so you can see that to be a deliberate creator, because we are all creators, sometimes we create stuff we don't want, but as a deliberate creator, we are actually choosing what it is that we want to do. And so, you know, it's very much like goal setting, where you say, I want to be an entrepreneur. And so you put that in motion in your feelings and in your thoughts and in your actions, and then you can produce the results that you want. So it's identifying what it is that you don't want and what you do want, and then being able to look at what's holding you back, what's keeping you stuck, and that's going to be old beliefs that probably aren't even your beliefs. They came from, you know, your childhood or ancestral, you know, any number of places, but they're so deeply embedded in us and ingrained in us that we don't even realize what beliefs that we're holding on to that are, you know, running around in our conditioned mind and, you know, playing the controller.
Right,
so,
exactly.
And,
yes. Just an insert here is I think actually a lot of things that happens, especially with women, is that, you know, we're getting married later, you know, late 20s, maybe even 30s. So, you know, by the time we reach the 50s, we've just got to that point where kind of kids are beginning to leave home or are old enough so that you start taking some of your life back.
Right.
And when you start looking at a new life and what you want to do, you really have to rediscover a whole new mindset within you, because you get enthusiastic about something, but you have to understand, are you being enthusiastic as that 20-year-old or that early 30-year-old? Because when you are in child-rearing years, everything is about the children. You know, we can't help it. We put ourselves on the back burner. And then when we get excited about doing something again, we're kind of inclined to go back to old passions instead of looking at passions that are more relative to our day.
Right, right. And those are the what I call the soul purpose of who we are, right down to, you know, why we are here and why we chose to come in. So if we look at, I look at my own life and, you know, issue I had through my whole life, so it was, you know, deep down into the core, my core beliefs, it turned out that that one thread that ran through my life, that's what my soul purpose is, and right now it is to help find my own voice, or that my discovery has been in finding my own voice and speaking my truth, and in turn, that's what I teach.
Right.
No, I
agree with you. You have to listen to your soul. I mean, my whole mantra is, you know, soul truth into heart passion, into spirit action, into head knowingness. And, you know, get out of the head and what you feel about life. And take that feeling and it will translate into knowing what you need to do with it. So I completely agree on that point. As I do actually with pass with the ego there, and one insert or put there is that ego very often is insecurity. Do you find that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and it's based in our fears.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what are we fearful about? You know, is it being 15, we don't want to make a fool of ourselves, or is it being 15, we don't want to start over again? You know, do we feel that at this point our voices don't count? You know, what really is the number one, or really there isn't one, but, you know, the blockages that stop somebody, you know, in their 50s, from kind of overcoming that fear and just going for it?
I don't think that's an age thing. I believe that it is a matter of not being good enough is what the one number one core fear I think that most people have. And it doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50, just the feeling of not being good enough. And again, that comes from looking outside and comparing yourself to other people. And feeling that you need to be validated by others, but we are all good enough as we are, and it is in discovery of who we are that we find that. Because if we're looking outward, we might be looking at someone else's passion and thinking, oh, that's what I should be doing, instead of really just looking inside and seeing what jazzes you up, and really makes you get up every morning and say, I love my life.
Exactly. So, I mean, I love your three P's, you know, purpose, publish, and promote. So, you know, find your purpose, be passionate about it, you know, believe in it, act on it, commit to it, and that's your purpose that will drive you forward. But now the publish side of it, please elaborate a little bit more on the publish side of your
P's. Okay, so... All right. As you mentioned, I have 31 years in book publishing, and so I believe we do everything for a reason. And I grew up in book publishing, and so I was also a web producer for that publishing company. And so those were two things I kept defaulting to when I was looking for my core soul purpose. And then I realized that I don't need to choose one of them. I can help people find their voice. I can help them speak it through an ebook, and I can help them show them the way to how to promote it through social media. And so, but the my real passion is the first one, is helping people find their passion, because once they find that, the rest is easy. You know, the book flows. You know, I help people go through to create an outline in an hour. I use meditation. I use a couple of different processes that I've learned as a law of attraction coach. And so I pull that together to help them get from, you know, the left side to the right side of the brain. So in writing, we're often blocked by the left side, which is logical, which is telling us, again, who are we to think that we have a book inside of us that people are going to be interested in? So, you know, you get out of that logical space and you get into the creative space, and it's two separate hemispheres of the brain that you need to be in. And so I really love taking people through that process. But the key first is to find to really be living their gift, because once they live in their gift, the words flow.
And
makes it so
you
much
find
easier.
That, you know, for some people, there's definitely a whole book in them, you know, they are a person that can actually produce an entire book story, you know, from chapter to chapter. And then some people, you know, I'm trying to put an e-book together right now, and I'm trying to do it actually on taking my perspective of the guests I've had on the show. You know, and what I got from it and what I believe in the work that they're doing, etc., along with my own philosophy. But I am actually more of an article writer, and that seems to be, you know, my style. So, you know, there is no wrong or right style in publishing, right? Because we have blogging, we have articles, we have books. But in the e-publishing side of the world, is it just books?
No, there's quite often you will find that someone's created an e-book from their blog. So they might, you know, they might blog for a year, and then they'll take the best out of those blogs and put them in an e-book.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so it's all different. It's different for everyone. And then there's other people who they're very good prose writers, and so they'll write prose, and it won't be just a prose book, but they'll embed stories around each piece of prose. You know, so there's whatever is singing from your heart is, and to do something different than what everybody else is doing is a real gift too.
Yes, yes, and you know, you know, parody or parallel to one's life or you know, one's experiences. I mean, I know there's an awful lot of people that when they write fiction. How do you put fiction and fact together? Faction? Because it's taking a lot of the fact of life, isn't it? But kind of fictionalizing it into a more of a, you know, a storytelling instead of, you know, on this date I did this. And, you know, I think that for me, you know, in my own kind of therapy in life, whenever I needed something that helped me move forward, I would read mystical or fantasy books. You know, something that took me on an adventure, on a journey. And in that, I always found the answers that I needed because they took me out of myself. They took me out of my own equation or reasoning. And they took me down a fantasy journey so I could step outside of myself to look in and see what the problem was and what to do with it. So, you know, never mind writing. Reading, of course, is essential and absolutely wonderful. So, okay, people have found a voice and they've done their e-publishing, and you're still e-publishing, right? You're still doing that? Okay, so they can come to you for that e-publishing. And, you know, okay, let's hit that next P on the promotion. You know, somebody says, I've got this book in me, but how do I promote it? How do I get people to read it?
I'm an advocate of social media, of course. I spend quite a bit of time within social media, but there's a social media for everyone. You don't need to be in every network known to mankind. You wouldn't actually, you know, get any work produced. But really, you really are very selective in finding the one where your audience is. And so identifying where those people are and, you know, how to speak to them. And, you know, there's certain rules of engagement. You know, you're not always hitting them with read my book, read my book, read my book, because then nobody is even going to want to read your blog, never mind your book. And to be able to also blog about it. And, you know, so I direct people. I don't do social media and help people on a regular basis with doing social media. I think social media is all about our individual voices. And as when you come from, you know, as an entrepreneur or as you know, a creator, it's our own unique voice. So I'm not someone who will do social media for someone. I will help them find their way on social media.
Right, kind of set it up, and then they, you know, I don't know if you, you know, listen to the kind of part one in the series that I've that I did on the challenge shows, which was on True Colors. And, you know, that is all about understanding our personality because, you know, the way we perceive life is the way we interact with life. And it's understanding who we are. And in understanding who we know how to deliver ourselves and to whom we're delivering because we're not going to reach everybody. And I think a lot of the times people think, oh, I've got to be general and hit everyone. No. Speak from your passion and your conviction. This is your story. And, you know, make sure that you're always representing that. And you'll hit the audience that has the ears and the heart to hear you.
Absolutely.
So it will resonate with your story because we can't resonate. There is no, you know, one fix or one style or one anything that hits everybody. That just doesn't exist.
No, that's why we all have our own gift because we are here to help others who are needing our help. And that's, you know, I don't believe in competition. I believe in collaboration. And, you know, there could be, you know, 50 coaches in my neighborhood. But the people who I can serve best are going to, we're going to connect.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
The connection, isn't it? I mean, you know, when you're talking about the law of attraction and everything as well, which I'm a firm believer in, you know, how does the universe know what to give you if you don't paint the picture, if you don't sing the song, and if you don't believe it from your heart and soul? So you have to paint what you want and speak to what you want and not speak to what you don't want. And, you know, I know that frustration gets in. I've had one of those weeks. And sometimes we do need to let that out. You know, I think people get confused with the art of thinking positive as always having to be in positive land. No, reality hits. Shit hits the fan, folks. And, you know, react, because if you don't, you'll keep it in. You need to get it out. You need to express that frustration. But once it's spent, it's not getting caught up in it. It's spend it, get it out, and now look to the solutions and start painting that picture of how you want things to go and not the way they did. You know, to change directions.
It's acknowledging your emotions when they come up. And I, one of the places I come from is I pushed all the negative stuff down and I was, you know, my father always told me I wore rose-colored glasses because I always saw the bright, optimistic side of life. But in doing that, I also pushed my other emotions down, and it's only been the last 4 years that I've really learned to recognize what fear is, what doubt is, and, you know, to be able to sit in your body and say, this is what fear feels like. Okay, all right, so what am I fearful of? And and be able to just deal with it. And then when you deal with it, you go, okay, I got that. All right, it's not that it's going to come up again, but it is, I recognize it now. And that is, I think, what happens to a lot of people, that they push those emotions down. They don't recognize them, and they don't understand them, and they don't deal with them. And so then it comes back up, and it ends up turning into a block.
Spend it, folks. Spend the emotion.
Yep.
It has to be spent, because otherwise it's just going to contaminate any positive thought you have. So spend it, get it out, get rid of it, and then start looking at what things can happen. And, you know, for as I said, for me this week, I've had one hell of a week, and it's taken one person to turn it around, and she's the producer on the other side of the show here. And from that, now I can see a domino effect of solutions to my other problems. And that's all you need, you know. And don't be afraid to share those frustrations, because if we can't share them, if people only want from us the positivity all the time, and then the moment that you get to a point where, you know, you're in a crisis and you do need help and nobody's there for you, then they aren't the kind of either social media or friends. You know, friends are the people that are there for you when, as I said, the shit hits the fan and you need the help, or just need somebody to put a hug around you, or they're there, or come up with a solution. You know, it's very, very important to don't be afraid to express yourself. And if people run, you know that they're incapable of coping with it. And, you know, that, and you know where that level of friendship is at. But people who really do care are the people that will be with you no matter what you go through. So don't be afraid to express the fear.
Right.
Because somebody else's perspective will take that fear away from you, right?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is when we do share, it's, you know, it's not just us. I've found in the last 4 years there are a lot of people who have that number one fear of not being good enough.
Yes.
You know, and so when we talk about it, we can actually release it, and we can help other people release it, because it is, it's energy. It's our thoughts are energy, our feelings are energy, we're energy. You know, it's the supreme law of the universe, I believe,
yes,
as energy is. And so it is, we are able to engage with others and help them, and in doing so, we help ourselves.
And consequently, in doing that, we end up being absolutely fabulous at 50. And we give those youngins a run for their money. You know, you think you're fabulous at 15, sweetheart, take a look at this. And it's
and
all
it
about
is
the end. Okay, sweetheart, I'm going to give you the next 2 minutes over to you to tell everybody how to get hold of you and
all right.
You know, your program and everything else, so go for it.
All right. You can reach me online at hotentrepreneur.com. And that is my blog. And I also am on Facebook at facebook.com, 50 Fabulous Fearless. And my Twitter address is jazzedupnow. My email is PamelaLeeLynch@gmail.com. And I would love to connect with you. And so please do so. Please join me on the whatever network you're on, and we'll find each other, and we'll connect. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. And have you got anything coming out, a book or anything like that?
I do. I have just put a book up on my latest book up on Kindle, and it is called Journey into Joy, and it is the 11 Universal Laws to Guide You. And I am working on programs right now to help people. Besides just one-on-one coaching, I'm working on programs so that they can be an evergreen product, which means that people can go on, they can buy the program and work through a 40-day program. 40 days is to when we move into transformation, we need 40 days all in a row to work through things.
Right.
So that's what I'm working on right now.
And can people get your book through your site?
Yes. I am just producing that right now, and so it will be available through hotentrepreneur.com as it
and
comes
I think,
out.
Great, wonderful. And I think, folks, you know, we all need that guidance. You know, and that's the thing is for all of us people that work in this industry, and we're here for you to help you move forward with our knowledge, with our guidance, with our philosophy. And, you know, sometimes it might be a smoker's board. You take a little bit from every one of us to find your own voice and your own journey. But, you know, these tools are here for you to help you move forward. So I highly recommend that you go and get this book and, you know, read what these 11 tools are, those 11
Universal laws
are of universe. Yeah, the 11 laws of the universe. I'm getting all really bagel there. You know, it does no harm to follow them and see if they work for you. So get some insight of Pamela, and see what will help you in moving forward. I want to thank you so much for coming on, Pamela.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to be talking to you about an ebook for the Authentic You Radio team. So I think that will be fabulous for everybody to put a little blurb out, and we put it together in an ebook. So that is going to be coming up very shortly. So I'll be speaking to you very, very soon on that. And I thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure. Thank you for having you on the show. Take care, love.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love having great guests on the phone, such wonderful positive energy. So next week, I have Mary Trezan on. She is the author of The Immigrant's Daughter. She emigrated from Iran many, many years ago, and she talks to us about being an immigrant coming to America. I've been an immigrant twice in my life, and I know the adjustment it takes, and I have the English language. So this is a wonderful book and a wonderful story, so please do tune in. And next week on The Importance of Your Challenge, my 5 o'clock Tuesday show, I have Michelle Abreu, our producer, on the show, going to be talking to us on numerology, on the significant numbers of 11-11 and the end of the Mayan calendar, the 21st of December. Math is everywhere. It conducts the universe. Numbers, numerology is our guide into understanding what that is all about. So please do tune in next Tuesday and tune in next Wednesday to Mary. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Blessings.